Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord loves us, and He's consistent in His love for us. He cares about us in every way of life. And in life, He thought of everything. He gave us every advantage to win, and He will be with us even to the end of the earth. God is going to be with us to Jesus come back and beyond. The Holy Spirit will never leave or forsake His people. And the most amazing thing is we have a relationship with the Lord our God and King. And I thank God for that. We are well protected. We are blessed in every way and in every capacity. Yesterday's broadcast, it was called Fully Equipped. And Jesus has fully equipped us. We don't have to rush for, you know, we don't have to be in a hurry for His return for our sake, because we're going to live forever. But this is a time and an hour that we can be a blessing to others. Every day we can choose to do the will of God. What if all Christians loved the people of God? We just love each other and we cared about each other. And we represented God perfectly. And what I mean by perfectly, we do what the Word said do. That's, you know, Jesus wanted us to bear fruit. He designed us to bear fruit. See, we don't bear branches like Ray taught. Ray Wilson said, he pointed out that Jesus wanted us to bear fruit. He said, I'm the vine, you're the branches, and he that bears much fruit, the Lord will purge, that He will bring forth even more fruit. Now, what He means by purging is He will, you know, now Ray is a farmer. So he understood what purging a grapevine would do. And it'll cause more grapes to grow. Well, the way we, anything that's in, that we picked up along the path of the world, the Lord will help us get rid of it. And He'll give us His knowledge and wisdom as we, you know, in order to learn from God, you have to walk in love with His people. I don't know another formula that will work. You have to walk in love. And then it's easy to receive revelation. And the Lord liberally gives revelation to people that love His people. But proud people, God, one thing I've learned about the Lord, He don't teach people as proud. He called them to repentance. But a proud man will bow up. He won't listen. But people that love God, those are the ones that He used. Those are the ones He can give revelation to. Those are the ones who appreciate the knowledge of God. Now, Isaiah points something out in our chapter 8. And you know, when people love power, and they miss the point. And he said something that I'll never forget here. The Lord, he does things the right way, and He wants us to know His heart, walking in the love of God, enjoying the witness of God. And here it is. Isaiah 8. He said, verse 5. The Lord spake also unto me again, saying, for as much as this people refuseth the waters of Shiloh that go softly, and rejoice in reason, Remaliah's son. Now therefore, behold, the Lord bringeth upon them the waters of the river, strong and many, even the king of Assyria, and all his glory. And he shall come up over all his channels and go over all his banks. Now, the waters that go softly, you know, the doing the justice of God, living the life of God, enjoying your family, enjoying what's right. living to honor God, the waters that go softly. But no, people want power. They want to be in control. And they want that they became idolatrous instead of living the life of God. Now, this has been an ongoing problem from the beginning. Some people love the world. Some people, they come to know God. There are many people that would love God, but they've been hurt and wounded by the world and distracted by the world. But there are those that will come to God and they will love God no matter what others do. Now, Jesus put it this way. He said they wouldn't listen to Jesus. Jesus taught the word. He said, but the one that comes and speaks of himself, him you will hear. Now, that's the Antichrist. If a person won't listen to God, they will listen to the Antichrist. If they won't listen to Jesus Christ, everybody who would not follow the Lord our God, Jesus Christ, they will follow the ways of the Antichrist. And they are rejoicing him, and he's going to kill them. Ultimately, the Antichrist kills everybody that follows him. And he does more damage to humanity than all the other kings put together. Now, this is the problem. Instead of sticking with the truth of God's word and living the life of God and living a life of honor, they want something else. And that's the problem that caused them to be easy prey to be ripped off by Satan. But the Lord gave us every advantage. He gave us everything we need to fulfill the heart of God's will. We are fully equipped. And yesterday I looked at the Lord had me looking at Isaiah 11. And that's very important too. Isaiah 11 verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And shall make him a quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. This is, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. This is a day where people try to control what you believe. You know, the news is full of phony, it's fake. Donald Trump was right about fake news. Jesus looked at things according to the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. He went by what the Holy Spirit showed him. And it's different than what people want you to believe. People want to categorize you into what they want you to be. And many times the enemy gave the world system, people that love the world, he gave them opinions and they fall for it. Even Christian people sometimes fall for the lies of the persuasions of this world. But when you go in your prayer closet and you talk to the Lord and you get his perspective, you see things as it truly is. And you can tell when people are deceived. You can tell when things are not right. Because God will give you the perfect comparison. Isaiah knew that his lips were, he was a man of unclean lips when he was in the presence of God. So anybody that spent time in God's presence, they're going to know things that people who are continually being lied to and continually being lied to and continually being lied to. There's a difference. So this is done as a crafty trick of the enemy. If he gets society to believe something, and they have opinion, and it's a strong set of opinions, And then here you come and you're different. If, you know, his attempt is to use that to put a division so that there'll be a firewall between your wisdom and theirs. But see, Jesus, he did it right. He did it God's way. And you understand they wanted him dead because of this, because he was proven to be right every time. They couldn't trap him. They always tried to trap him, and they couldn't do it because the Lord made him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he didn't judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reproved after the hearing of his ears. They brought a woman caught in adultery. They thought they had him now. Jesus wrote on the ground. And they kept wanting talking about stoning. He said, let he that is without sin cast the first stone. And he didn't pay them no attention. They all walked away. See, this is the kind of wisdom you will operate in if you spend time with the Holy Spirit. The world will still try to trap you and get you to say something so that they'll have something against you. But if you follow the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, you will expose their darkness for what it is. And they won't know what to do about it. They're outclassed. Now, if you try to go to them wit for wit, your knowledge for their knowledge, I mean, you're trying to use your own knowledge, they're going to trick you. They're going to trick you, trap you, and mess you up. But when you respond according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you will always be victorious in every case. Even when they stoned Paul, when they stoned Stephen, he was ministering the word of God, and they didn't want to hear what he had to say because their heart was fully consumed and set to kill him. They felt, and they took it, the hatred that they had against Jesus, they took it out on Stephen. And Stephen forgave him. And now, and Paul was there holding the man's coat, and he heard every word he said. Because Jesus said, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks. Those words that Stephen spoke ended up ministering to Pharisee Saul, and who became pricked by those words. And when Jesus knocked him down, he said, who are you, Lord? He was just... See, this man was so deceived, and he was right in his mind. But when he heard what Stephen said, his firewall came down, and the Lord knocked him down, and that's all it took. He answered his own question, who are you, Lord? He said, Jesus, it's hard for you to kick against the prick, and he got saved. And the men that were with him, they didn't hear everything Jesus said, but they heard Jesus tell him to go to the straight street, and they helped him get there. They didn't know that he was being converted. See, when you follow the wisdom of God, you can come out of, there's no trouble you can get in that God can't get you out of. There's no trouble, no trap that the enemy can set. God will help you get out of it. He will help you spring the trap. You will be victorious, even if you get killed doing what you do. And the Lord will cause, see, when Stephen died, a lot of things changed. It made the people of God bolder. See, he didn't cower down. The world, they think that they can make you cower. We're not under their authority. We don't cower down just because they want us to. And see, darkness is trying to hide something anyway. People that love the world, they're in the dark. And they have fears. They have fears that you don't have. When you operate according to God's word, you're in the love of God. There's no fear in him. But people who are in the dark, they can't see what you see. They don't see. They don't enjoy life like you do. They don't receive God. He's not in their thinking process. He's not in the way that they do things. They do things from another source. And they see God differently. And they want their will. They love their own will. They keep their own will first. And that's why Satan can trick them. See, when you love your will more than God's will, and you're not learning God's will, you know, that's a trap all by itself. The desire, the love of money, it gives you a chance to, you know, Jesus said the love of money is the root of all evil. Well, you got God, you know God is over here. He reached his hand out in love towards you. But you love your will more. Now, with money, you can do your will more. You can do more of your will with money than you can if you didn't have it. There are some poor people, they desire to go out and do all kind of stuff, but they just can't afford to do it. And, you know, they desire to do evil sometimes. You know, they desire to party. And, but they can't afford to, which is a blessing for them, because if they did all the things that they thought they wanted to do, they end up messed up. People have become drug addicts, winos, they get into all kind of addictions, sexual addictions, all kind of things when they do what they would do now, you know, without restraint. In the world, there are no restraints. There's no reason to have a restraint. If you don't believe in God, and if you don't believe that God is, and you, or if you believe God on your terms, it's just as bad as not believing in God. Because when people, if they love their wicked will, then the enemy is going to leverage them. And not only that, his fiery darts will stick. And they'll be leavened. They'll get to a point they won't have appetite for what's right. So they'll forsake the waters that go softly, and they'll go and party till they get in trouble. Then somebody's gonna come and take over their nation. Just like that's what happened. That's why the king of Assyria came to clean up the mess they made. The Lord let they got out from under God's divine hand of protection. And so he used the king of Assyria to scatter them, to drive them out of their land. But Judah stayed because Judah was more steadfast. So this is the thing. If you don't want to be taken over by the world, you have to fill your heart with the love of God and walk in his ways. You know, truly live, and you can represent the Lord, and you can bear fruit. You don't have to worry about bearing branches, because that's not what Jesus said. He said bear fruit. Live according to the love of God. You can't make people do this. We don't have to go out and make people act right. We're not trying to bear branches. We bear fruit. We do what. See, I can control what's on the inside. I can keep my heart right with God by receiving his word. I can renew my mind by his word, and I can live according to his word and enjoy life in my body. I don't have to go and do something wicked to have a good time. And we're fully equipped. The Lord will all, he will give you wisdom by the Holy Ghost, just like he did Jesus. Let's look at verse 2 again. The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him. Now, what if the Spirit of the Lord rest upon you? Now, the Holy Spirit came. You asked Jesus to save you. The Holy Spirit lives within. You receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues. He's upon you. The Spirit, and if you invite him, he'll rest upon you. And he'll always be active in your life. And then the Spirit of wisdom. you get to some, you know, I can't count the times I've been in situations I didn't know what to do, and the Lord would give me wisdom. And sometimes when I don't know what to do, I just get quiet. And then the Lord will give me wisdom and understanding. Generally, sometimes understanding can come quick, but sometimes the full picture, once I get the full picture, I asked the Lord, what's your definition of understanding? He said to know things in their right relationship. I asked him his definition of wisdom. It's the trust of truth. That's what he told me. And then I said, well, what about knowledge? He says, that's the experience of wisdom. When you act on wisdom, after you experience it, that's knowledge. Now, these, I never forget those definitions. That they're not textbook definitions, possibly not Hebrew and Greek either. But this came straight from the Holy Spirit. So, and I like when the Lord give me definitions. It's so much better. Because if you can't always, if when you go by what the Holy Spirit say, you have to remember something about language. Language changes, you know, through slang. You know, when I was coming up, they'll say, that's bad. That meant that that was outstanding. That's another word for saying that's outstanding. So, or that's cool. That's, that meant that it was great or wonderful, you know. So language changes depending on who's using it. Now, if the human race didn't fall, then a lot of our definitions would be better understood. But the way we use words in a fallen state changes it over time. It changes the definition. So you got to look at, what did the Greeks go through? What did the Hebrews do? Did they stick with the plan of God, or did they fall? Well, they fell. They went into captivity. First, Israel went into captivity, and by the king of Assyria. Then Judah went into captivity, and Benjamin went in. They went into captivity under Nebuchadnezzar. So the way that they use words was swayed. So the Holy Spirit, what I'm saying is this. When you ask the Holy Spirit for definitions, he goes back to the original. Now, it's hard to, you know, once people believe something, you know, when every time you believe something, that's unless it's perfect truth, a firewall comes with it, because people like to believe what they, once they believe something, that's all that there is in their mind. The way people see things, and you know, the way people, if you're taught a certain way, then you that's the way you're going to see life. That's the way you're going to see. And this may sound strange to a Hebrew or a Greek scholar, but just think about it for a moment. If any word that you look up and you look at the Hebrew and Greek meaning, and it really don't fit the way Jesus applied it, that's why I went and asked the Lord what virtue meant. Now, when I did that, I learned so much from that one word. Jesus felt virtue go out of it. Then Peter picked it up in 2 Peter chapter 1. He said, add to your faith virtue. Add to your faith virtue. And then virtue went out of Jesus. This, I looked up the word virtue. It meant righteous living or honorable living, things like that. It didn't fit. I said, something else. I said, Lord, what is your definition of virtue? And then he said this. He said, it's the amount of my word in your heart. So the way he used the word virtue, it's the amount of God's word that's in your heart. Now, I got a friend. He has studied the word. Something happened that aggravated him. And then the Lord told him, the enemy's trying to steal your virtue. See, he had the word in his heart, and the enemy was trying to reduce it through circumstances and aggravations. So the word virtue, now this is not in the Hebrew dictionary or the Greek dictionary or the Arabic dictionary. It's the word virtue is the amount of word in your heart. Now that's how Jesus applied it, and it fit. So that's why I tell people, if you want to follow God, fill your heart with his word. Now you're strengthened, you're fortified for life, for living, for everyday living. And you want more word in your heart than you need at all times, so that you'll always have a shield of faith. You'll always be able to stop the works of darkness. You'll always be able to proceed anyway. It's very important that you have virtue in your life. Peter said, add to your faith virtue. All right, you believe in God. Now, fill your heart with the word some more on the same thing. If you have faith, feed the faith. So the Lord, when he give you definitions, I know I went off on a detour there, but it's important to, when you're communing with the Holy Spirit, he'll keep you ahead of everything. Now, going back to where we were in verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. So the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon you. The Spirit of wisdom will rest upon you. And understanding. And the Spirit of counsel and might. You know, counsel. My auntie asked me a question right after I got called to the ministry. And she asked me as a minister to see what I would say. This was like the first year I got called to the ministry. And when she asked, she activated my anointing. If God called you, you're anointed. And when she did that, the wisdom poured out of, the counsel poured out of my heart. I spoke words that was beyond me. I spoke by the Holy Spirit. So you can do it too. Anything that Jesus did, always understand you can do it. He's the author and finisher of your faith. He will help you do what he did. This is not just for big time preachers. That, you know, in the world, people make themselves look good. And when they give testimony, they give the best part. They leave out the worst part. They leave out the failures, the mistakes, the junk. Everybody, you know, as I began to follow God, I made several mistakes. I believed things that God didn't say. I had to learn I was learning from the Holy Spirit. Well, guess what? Satan, he talked too. He'll have you thinking things that God, he'll have you thinking God said something. But I said, Lord, how did I make this mistake? And the Lord taught me some things. I made mistakes. Of course I did. But if you do anything worth doing, see, I would write down everything the Lord told me. And then, but if I believe God said something, I'll write that down too. But I went back and the Lord helped me judge it. I didn't throw the notebooks away because I wanted to be reminded that you can get off on a tangent. But if you fill your heart with the word of God, it's much harder to get off on a tangent. And if you've got men of God around you that hear from God, the Lord will help you stay balanced and not get off on a tangent. And I don't fear getting off on a tangent because I ask the Lord to help me. I present myself before the Lord from time to time. And I said, Lord, now let's talk a while. Let's put on the brakes. How am I doing? What can I do better? And I ask him, I want him to make sure, I want him to keep me in on the narrow path. I say, and I make confessions, anything that's not right. I want it to, that's why I say all the time, everything that's not like Jesus got to go. And I also say I will do all that's in his heart. And I pay attention to the Holy Spirit. See, all these things that God has given us is for us to use. It's not just for the big time preacher. This is for everyday Christians. If you believe on Jesus, this is for you. So the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon you, and the Spirit of wisdom will rest upon you, and understanding will rest upon you, and the Spirit of counsel, and the Spirit of might. Sometimes you can be drained and somebody call with a need, and they need to hear from the Lord, and the Lord is using you. You may be tired and hungry in your body, or you may not be feeling your best, but the Spirit of might will help you go forward and help them go forward. And of the knowledge, the Spirit of knowledge will rest upon you. And of the fear of the Lord. Now the fear of the Lord will, if you're tempted because you fear God, you'll drive out the temptation. But guess what? I found out something about the fear of the Lord. It will only work if you have His love in you. So it's very important in order for you to remain fortified is to always have His love in you and fill your heart with His word. The word, we can easily overcome the world by the love of God all the time, using what God has given us. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.